Chanhassen, Minnesota.
Wow. Look at this, guys. We are at Hackamore Brewing Company, named after the street that these two brothers grew up on. And hey, they got a lot of experience that they bring here. One of the things, again, it's a family-owned operation that wants to just bring quality beer to the community. And we found out so many of these places like this in these strip shopping centers or industrial centers that are popping up all over Minnesota. And we're just so excited to bring what's brewing inside to you. Let's go get a firsthand look at what's brewing inside Hackamore in Chanhassen.
Hackamore Brewing, Chanhassen, Minnesota. And y'all, this place looks amazing. I mean, it looks really big in here. And so walking in, it's just, you could see, you are just hit with amazing artwork. Little seating area there. And then you can see they got a whole bunch of games. Like, you want to play some games, take it back to your table, which is great. Golf simulator? Y'all, I mean, that's really cool. And then you see these little couches, some little TVs going on, and very, very inviting and, you know, comfortable looking. And then you can see as we kind of swing around, and they got all these little games and stuff going on there too. And man, this place is just open and light and bright, and these windows and this cool little bar. And you can see they showing everything that they got on tap on a nice digital screen. And they definitely got merch going on and really cool stuff to choose from. I mean, look at all this that you can take home with you. I mean, they have got like everything covered, and price is reasonable as well, not outrageous or anything. And really nice quality stuff. Look, I mean, just keeps going there. And then there it is. I mean, brew house right there. And you can see it's a good size one. They got, you know, some different size barrels and batches going on. So I am really excited to try their beer because the art, man, I've just seen it so much on their social stuff. And look, they got a little stage going on there, and then it just keeps going. And just everything with the Hackamore branding is just so clean, and their logo's cool, and I don't know, everything about them is just really clean and nice. And look how big it is in here though. But like, you've got little one-on-one areas. So like, if you want to sit in that booth and play a game and watch them brewing beer, you easily can. And yeah, so they've got events, and then over here they got tables, and hey, they got a flight for us. We're ready to go. It looks great, so let's go.
Hackamore Brewing, Chanhassen, Minnesota.
I've never been to Chanhassen. Shit, I don't think, man. So what are they famous for?
Prince. Paisley Park.
Okay, I guess
I think it's Paisley Park. I think that is their,
That's good enough.
It's Prince, yeah.
It's a no name, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, exactly. Hey, this place looks cool, you guys. You saw the facility.
Yeah,
it's big.
It's huge.
Great. Open.
Yeah, I mean, it's just everything we've been to, all these breweries. I mean, we've been doing this 2012, and we started in Minnesota. I mean, so
yeah.
You know, all of them were, you know, kind of...
They weren't like this.
No, man. No. This is a whole new vibe that we're experiencing.
They were small, little...
Even in some of the other markets that we've been to. I mean, seems like everyone that we've been in these west suburbs of the Twin Cities and south suburbs, they're all kind of the same.
Yeah. I
mean, they're all just this open area that has got a great vibe.
They're big. They got music venues. They got special event sections. They're all brewing on house. I mean, they got... some food going on. I mean,
but some food.
I mean, not a full restaurant, like,
but
it's just Invergrove.
It looks like you, yeah. It looks like you definitely have to be like, I guess,
definitely.
You look like you guys are doing wonderful. Right?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
So, again, live entertainment seems to be a huge thing with these craft brewers here in the suburbs. Okay. Let's talk about their beer. These guys, it's a brother, they appear to be brothers, same last name.
Grew up on Hackamore Street somewhere.
And that's why they, Hackamore Circle.
I think you're right.
I asked the bartender, what is your, they have five beers that are always here.
Yep.
They're flagship beers.
Yep.
We've got two of them.
Yep.
And we've got two seasonals. So we thought, hey, that's a good mix. But the one that they say they raise their flag to is this one right here. It's a hazy IPA. And despite the fact that I don't like hazy IPAs.
You got to try it, right?
I mean, don't even think you should make them because...
We just had the conversation coming over, like, he thinks that they should just
be
West Coast.
An IPA is a West Coast IPA, man. I mean, it should be piney and citrusy, and that's it. It should not look like this.
Yeah.
But you know what? If this is the beer that they rode
that
their horse in
famous.
On...
That makes them famous.
Let's saddle up.
Hey, man, and is this a hop?
Yeah, it is a hop.
It's a hop.
We'll show you that in a minute.
The flight is a hop, which is...
Smells really good. I mean,
freaking cool. I mean, this place is nice, man.
You know what? I've had a lot of hazy IPAs, but I don't like any of them. But if I was to, this is a good one.
No
this,
shit.
This is a good high.
No shit.
Just, guys, this is really good. Yeah, that's really good. I can see why people
it's their
buy
number
it.
One.
Yeah.
I mean, we have been...
No, that is so good. And I probably would even... I would buy a pint of that. I would even buy one to take home.
Whoa. That's hoppy.
That's really good, though. But it's good.
It is. It's good.
It's good.
God dang,
I
that's
don't
hoppy.
Like hazy IPAs. This one's good. This one's really good.
I agree.
I may change. You know, I may have to get another hazy IPA before this.
I mean, because
trip is done.
Well, you know, like we were in Omaha, we were in Des Moines.
Oh my God!
Both of those markets were hazy IPAs.
They were all hazy,
man.
And we were drinking them there, and
we were drinking them and liking them. Yeah,
this is really good, you guys. This is Hackamore. If you like an IPA, even if you don't like a hazy, go to.
Yeah.
All right, we're now into our seasonals. This is Christmas season. When this airs, I don't know exactly.
Right, yeah,
however, we are decked out.
It'll be after holly.
Ho, ho, ho.
So this is their oatmeal stout, right? This is another.
No, this is their snickerdoodle.
Oh, shit. Okay, this is Santa's snickerdoodle.
This is Santa's snickerdoodle.
Shit sounded great to me, man.
It smells like cookies coming out of the oven.
I mean, that's what
it
I was hoping
does.
For.
Oh my goodness. Grandma, take the apron off and let's party.
Really?
It's
good.
You try this?
Oh
my
man.
Gosh, you guys,
oh,
this
wow.
is amazing.
Wow.
I don't think I've ever had a beer like this.
Oh. So that's very similar to that fucking sugar donut thing at Lift Bridge.
You could, they've got cinnamon sugar or something. This is amazing.
Amen. That's a good ass beer.
You know what?
You're going to have a hard time pulling that over there. That's good.
This is, you got to get, I mean, I don't even know if you'll be able to get this before.
Oh yeah,
done.
There definitely is something on that on the rim of that glass that makes it just sets it off nice. Good job, Hackamore. I don't know, but it's like a cinnamon sugar sort of thing.
We've been
there.
Begging for
That's
some
good.
Christmas ales.
Yeah.
I mean, of some sort, and not everyone's doing it. I mean,
mm-mm.
at least they don't have an Oktoberfest hanging around since August.
I know.
That's something we've noticed a lot of here in Minnesota.
Even if this is the last one I get, it's worth it. I will always remember Santa's fucking snickerdoodles here at Hackamore Brewing because it's really good.
You know, whoever made the first snickerdoodle cookie did not realize how good beer would be with it.
Oh, that's so good.
Isn't that great?
That's so good. Absolutely.
That is, I mean,
Yeah.
Hackamore is knocking it out of the park so far. It's a good and beer. Now we're going into the stout, the traditional stout, one of their flagships.
One of their flagships.
Porter, it's a porter stout.
Oatmeal, right? Oatmeal, yeah, it's an oatmeal stout.
So, it smells like it should.
And they keep it year round.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, yeah.
So. It's not just here for the season.
Man, that's pretty smooth. That's a lot smoother than most oatmeal stouts or porters are, too. And some of them, that's very drinkable.
I mean, it's very similar in the.
You know, I mean, let's face it, it's probably the base of what the snickerdoodle is.
It probably is.
It's good.
Oh, yeah, that's
it's
good.
It's really good,
man.
Dudes. Again, we're sampling that's winter good. Beers. And hopefully that when this airs, you'll be able to come here and get this snickerdoodle because that's
so good.
That's a. I don't even know if you can buy that one to go.
You probably can't because of this. Like, even
they
if you can,
on, I didn't notice
you won't
that.
Get the full effect of
that guy was really cool doing it. Okay, this next one is another Christmas ale or a.
It's that cranberry.
I don't think there's a prayer in the Bible that's going to even. I don't even know if I want to try it.
Yeah.
First of all, it doesn't look like anything I'd ever like. It doesn't smell like anything I'd ever like. So I'm just going to go ahead and let you go ahead and you know.
Hey, man, we must have pissed them off.
Some people just left. They probably didn't like snickerdoodles. I mean, if you don't like a snickerdoodle, I mean, you should not. I mean, they moved out another table.
They don't like the beer guys.
They don't like.
They are not
they
fans
are
of the
far
beer
away.
Guys.
They are.
They packed up their shit and they fucking moved.
You know what? Maybe they're on a.
I don't smell much.
Maybe they're on a rendezvous, you know what I mean? Maybe they were afraid the camera might pick them up.
Oh. I don't know if you'll like it, but god damn, that's good. Oof. Because it's cidery. But look at that, man. I mean, it's holding some shit. That's good. That is good. What was it? It was a cranberry ale, is I think it was called, right?
I eat cranberries.
Then, I mean, if you hate cranberries.
Unless I have turkey.
It's
I don't think there's turkey inside
that, No, that's good. I'm impressed with Hackamore, man. I am.
Yeah.
It's fruity. It is a fruity, but it's not a sour.
It's not beer. That's not beer.
That's what I mean. It's like a cider kind of.
Guys, this is not beer.
And I like ciders.
I mean, don't even stop calling it an ale. Cranberry ale. Please. No way.
Hey.
I mean, I'm not going to bash it because it's you know, I knew I wouldn't like it. I knew it just by the
oh,
sound
that's
of
good.
It.
It's so
good. I mean, yeah. Each to his own.
Exactly. I mean, you don't like fruity shit, so.
You can't
me,
always get what you want.
But if you try sometimes. So here's the hop. I mean,
isn't that cool?
That's badass, you guys. You know?
So,
I like it.
Jennifer and Tom, who are...
Checkers right here.
Jennifer and Tom, who are across the way from us, have now...
They have now
gone far away.
They
both got their laptops out.
Yeah, they... We're right here, and I could feel stares, you know, like every time we'd start talking, like
yeah.
We were annoying them. And you see, it's a 10,000 motherfucking square foot facility. So, yeah, I'm glad that they did move if we were bothering them because there's absolutely nobody around us. And we're not very loud either. So,
and they're sitting next to each other in a booth.
On laptops.
So,
weirdos.
I don't know.
Anyway, and hey, man, Hackamore Brewing's got some good ass beer.
Kudos to Jennifer and Tom, though. They don't have any of this. It looks like they've got some traditional brews over
they
there.
They do. So, they each have a pint of something.
So anyway, you know what? Takes all kinds, right? You'll find just about all kinds at these breweries that we're going to. But hey,
if you want to do suburbs, hit up the west side.
Yeah, so far.
Because the south and the east and the west, or the south and the east sides have not been very good.
Nope. Stay clear of Invergrove Heights.
Yeah.
Unless you want to eat.
We don't know, but maybe. All right, then. Good job, Hackamore.